We left off with the kasha that I'm asked, given as Chazal tell us that kol mitzvos nemu klal osei and upat osei and misina. So there's a preponderance of perushim mikubalim misinai. So what is the term halacha l'moshe misinai denote when it's used in rather sparingly? So seemingly, ultimately, the Rambam's answer to that is that the difference between what's categorized as halacha l'moshe misinai from that vast group of klalos u'pratos is that the klalos u'pratos, even though they were namer l'moshe misinai, they're not exclusively bal peh l'moshe misinai. They can also be discovered within the pasuk. Within the pasuk, what one can prove and establish that ayin tachas ayin is mamon. From within the psukim, what one can also establish that pri etz hodah is an esrog v'kulu. Masha'in kein, there is nothing in the Torah that tells you that tefillin have to be black. You cannot find it there. And what the phrase halacha l'moshe misinai means is it's purely halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not encoded, not hinted at in any form or fashion in the Torah Shavuot Sef. Okay, so that's the answer, a very clear-cut distinction. So the question we left off with is, so why is it that when the Rambam begins the answer, he says, "V'husha perushim hamukubalim mimosha ein b'hem machlokes b'shem ponim." How is that pertinent to the distinction that he's about to draw? I think that's the kasha with which we left off. Let's skip a little bit. If you see where after the Rambam lists all the halacha l'moshe misinais, what? He says he's listing most, maybe all of the halacha l'moshe misinai. I think the Rambam writes in the tshuva that it's impossible for someone at any one moment to be remembering all of Shas. So the Rambam over here, he obviously didn't have time to think about this again and again. So he says, I'm listing what occurs to me at this moment. He says, maybe they're all the halacha l'moshe misinais, maybe it's most of them. He would have had to spend more time. He was a busy person. He didn't have, even for this, he didn't have the time. So after the Rambam has his list of halacha l'moshe misinai, so then the Rambam has a summation where he talks about that there are five types of dinim, five types of halachos. You see what that is, Rav Osai? What page in that?
Mem.
In which edition?
The Shila.
What
words does it start with?
I don't know. In this translation, it's Venim Tzol Fiha Yisov. What words do you have?
Val P.A. Karma Hela.
Mashu Kayot Sevozai. ונמצא לפי היסוד שאשר הקדמנו שחלקי הדינים המצויים בתורה הם חמישה חלוקים. You can categorize, you can classify all dinim in five, under five headings. החלק הראשון, הפירושים המקובלים ממשה, שיש להם רמז בכוסוב או שאפשר לדורשם באיזו מילה. ובזה אין מחלוקת כלל. אלא כשיאמר אדם כך קיבלתי, מסבטל כל דיבור. גוד. והחלק השני, הם הדינים שנאמר עליהם שהם הלוך למשה מסיני, ואין ראויוס עליהם כמו שהזכרנו, ובזה גם כן אין חולק בהם. So the Rambam says, okay, you don't argue on a perush hamekubal. If Ravina says something in Svara, so Ravashi can push back. If Ravina says something by Midah Shatara and Drashas Bahen, so Ravashi can say, no, I think that when you apply the Midah Shatara and Drashas Bahen, you'll come to a different conclusion. You can't push back at what Moshe Rabbeinu transmits, Mipi Agvut. But the Rambam says it differently. The first one, and I think I once looked at the various translations, I think the difference is clearly in the original, because I think you have it in all the translations, but if that's wrong, please correct me. The first one, by Perushim Mikubal, the Rambam says, Baza ein machlokes klau. By the second one, he says, Baza gamkein ein cholek bohem. He doesn't have that klau. What's your
nusach?
He
says
the ilu
ein behem
machlokas
olam.
Another one says the ilu
gam
kemi mash ein behem machlokas. Right, the olam, right? Klal, olam. The olam has that extra word by the category of perushim mekubalim that he doesn't have by halacha moshe misinah. So what's the pshat there? Is as follows. When the Rambam says there's no machlokas or halacha moshe misinai, there seem to be an awful lot of gemaras against that. So, for instance, let's say there's a din of arava sheba mikdash. In addition to the arava that we have as part of our dal minim, so there's another din of arava sheba mikdash, which was zokfin al gavim mizbeach v'chula. That din of Arava Sheva Mikdash, what's the mokka for it? So it's a machlokes between Abba Shol, I think it's Abba Shol and the Chachamim. Abba Shol says, Arvei Nachal, Lashon Rabbim. But the Arvei Nachal, Lashon Rabbim is not telling us, or not only telling us, that we have two Aravas, but it's telling us that there's a din of Arava Sheva Lulav, and there's a din of Arava Sheva Mikdash. And the Chachamim say, no, Arava Sheva Mikdash has no pasuk, it's Allah HaRoshim Yisina. So if a woman has a re'iyah within the normal time of her cycle, it's a re'iyah's nidus. If it's lelo es nidus, so the Torah says, so then it's a re'iyah's zivus. So how long the hester, at what point is it still too early for it to be es nidus again? So there's a din of acharos hayom bein nidah lenidah. If it happens within those acharos hayom, so then, that's lelo es nidas. It's too soon for it to be another v'es nidas. What's the mocha for that then? Right, it's a machlokas. Whether it's halacha moshe misinai, whether it's a pasuk. So what does that mean? There's no machlokas of halacha moshe misinai. There's an awful lot of machlokas. This is a famous Gemara in Tamura. You're all familiar with it. Gufa. I'm a view that Shmuel. This is Tazayin Amid Aleph. I mean, it was Gufa, so it was earlier. But Gufa. I'm a view that Shmuel. Shloshes alafim halachas nishtak chubi me'ev lo shamosha. Later the Gemara says, no, maybe it was a different amount. Not that it was 3,000 halachas. So, Amalola Yehoshua Sha'al. Amalahem Lova Shamayim Hi. Amalola Shmuel Sha'al. Amalahem Ela Mitzvah She'en Novi Rashai L'Chadish Dava Me'ata. Later the Gemara says it wasn't 3,000, but it was Nishtakhu Mimenu Shlosh Meos Halachos. V'noldu lo shva meyos sveikos. V'omdu kol Yisrael lohorgo. Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo malacha i'efsha. Because lo v'shamayim hi. I can't tell you. Lech v'todun b'mochono. So something was forgotten. 3,000, 300, something. Some significant number of, in quotation marks, halachos were forgotten. Then the Gemara says also, famously, 1,700, again, all together, Kal v'chomer, Kalin v'chamurin, Gzeres Shavos, Dikduke Sofim, etc. And Amar Rabbi Abba, but here the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Abba, Afel Kain, Hechziran Asnil ben Kanaz, Mitoch Pulpulo. So those were recovered. But the 300 or the 3,000 were not recovered. So the pashtus is that what halachos means in this context, it doesn't always mean this, but it sometimes means this, and l'chora that's what it means in this context, means halacha l'moshe misina. There was a degree of shechacha with regard to halacha l'moshe misina. That's what the Gemara says. That there was an element of shechacha with regard to halacha l'moshe misina. But there wasn't ever shechacha by perusha mekubalim. When the Rambam says, hear this from Bosei, when the Rambam says again, by perusha mekubalim, the Rambam said, ein b'machlokas klal, ein b'machlokas la'olam. By halacha l'moshe misina, he says, ein cholek aleihem. By halacha l'moshe misina, what it means is like this. If you come and you say, shamati merabosei, sheshamu merabosehim, sheshamu merabosehim, that Avodah Sheba Mikdash is Halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no machlokas in the sense that you can't engage in debate. There's nothing to debate. Abashol can't, you can't ask a kasha on that. You can say that lo kibalti, and that I think it's a posuk, it's a drasha of Arvei Nochal, but you can't, If a chacham comes and says, I think misvara such and such, but I think al pi midrashanta lo kibalti merabosei. This is not part of what was told explicitly to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, or at least not told to him to transmit. I think such and such, so that's nitpas in machlokes. So you can argue, you can say, no, what you're saying isn't mustab, and I'll bring you a raya fakert, and I'll say a better svar, and I'll tell you why al pi midrashat hern and rashes behen, you should come to a different conclusion. It's nitpas in machlokes. It's nitpas in machlokes. Halacha l'moshe misina is not nitpas in machlokes in the sense that you can't, if someone says he has a Kabbalah of a Rav Sheva Mikdash, is halacha l'moshe misina, there's nothing to engage him on. On the other hand, you can't accept that Kabbalah because the Kabbalah has to be from one's Rebbe. It's not from, the Kabbalah is vertical, it's not horizontal. So Abishol can't be Mekabel, that Kabbalah. He can just say, I don't have the Kabbalah and I think it's this, but it's not Nitpas and Machlokas. There's no discussion, there's no debate in the Beis Medrash over it. So that when the Rambam says, Ein Bahem Cholek, means it's not Nitpas to argue about. You can't debate it. It's not nitan l'melchamta shel Torah, l'shakla v'tarya. But that's the extent of it. But there is machlokas in the sense that the same way there was shechacha and some were forgotten entirely, there's also shechacha in terms of some, whether are they halacha l'moshe misinai or are they psukim. Mashen came by perusha mekubalim. What distinguishes perusha mekubalim is that by perusha mekubalim, there never was shechacha. That there isn't a single perusha mekubal that was ever forgotten. There isn't a single perusha mekubal that was ever forgotten. Now, al pi dvarim ele, you can understand what otherwise is a kushya chamura ma'od in the Yud Gimel Ikorim. If you take a look in the Haggadah to Perek Chelek, where the Rambam has the Yud Gimel Ikorim, and you take a look at the Hayisod HaShemini. Okay, so it's the Haggadah to Perek Chelek, Hayisod HaShemini. Again, for each of the Yud Gimel Ikorim, so the Rambam begins, he has a word or a phrase that that encapsulates the Yesod, and then he elaborates it, he fleshes it out. So Hayesod Hashmini Hayos HaTorah Min HaShamayim. Okay, now Vahu, what's the elaboration? Shenamin ki kol haTorah hazos hanesuma al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom shehikula mipi haGvura kloma shehigia elav kula me'es Hashem Yisbarach be'inyan shenikra al darach hasha'ela al darach hash'ola, excuse me, divor ve'en yadua heich higia elahu Moshe Olav HaShalom shehigia elav v'chi hu hoya k'mel sofish ha'korona v'hu kosef kol ma'oros hayomim hasipurim v'hamitzvos v'lefichach nikra mechokek ve'en hefresh ben uvnei chom kushu mitzrayim v'shem ishtam mehet avel v'simna hoysof ilagesh uvein anoch ha'shem lokech u'shma Yisrael ki hakol mipi ha'gvur v'hakol toras Hashem temimo Tahora ukedosha emes, vizesha omer, vizesha omer, shakamo, eva hapsukim behasipurim Moshe, sipram, midaito, hinehu etzachachamenu, and vienu kofim, agalaponim, yosim, mikola kofim. The fishachoshev, shayesh batora, lev uklipa. Then the Rambam continues, I'm skipping a few lines. Ukemo chen perush haTorah hamakubal gam ken mipi haGvura. V'ze sha'anu osem hayom mitavnes hasuka v'lula v'shofa v'tzitzis v'tfilim v'zulasem hu ba'atzmo hatavnes asher amar Hashem Yisbarach l'Moshe v'hu amar lanu v'hu ne'eman v'shlichusa. I think there's actually in the other translations a phrase that wasn't here. Can you read the beginning of the Yisod HaShmini? Do you have it there? Can you read the beginning of the Yisod HaShmini, please?
Ahu Torah Min HaShemayim, Ahu La'avnim Shekol Torah Zos, Hamatzuya B'yadeinu Hayom HaZeh.
Okay. Hamatzuya B'yadeinu Hayom HaZeh. Again, here it's just compressed into Kol HaTorah HaZos, but Hamatzuya B'yadeinu Hayom HaZeh.
Ki HaTorah HaNesuna L'Moshe.
So what's glaring in terms of what the Rambam omits. So the Rambam says the Yisod HaShmini of Torah Min HaShamayim, Torah Shebach Seh and Torah Shebal Peh, right? It encompasses both. Not only is Torah Shebach Seh Min HaShamayim, Torah Shebal Peh is also Min HaShamayim. And the Rambam gives what does Torah Shebal Peh mean? So the Rambam says, Kamo Chein Perush HaTorah HaMekubal, the Perush HaMekubalim. Why doesn't the Rambam mention Alach HaMoshe MiSinai? That's also Min HaShamayim. So why doesn't he mention it here? It's no less Min HaShamayim than Torah Shebach Seh and Perushim Mekubalim. Why doesn't he mention it? So the answer is, and hear this with us, this is very, very important. The Yisod HaShmini, when we say Torah Min HaShamayim, it doesn't just mean that historically there was a Maim at Har Sinai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. It obviously means that, but it means much more than that. It means that Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in HaShemayim is B'yadeinu Hayom, in its entirety. That's what the Yisod HaShmini is. The Yisod HaShmini is not only so many millennia ago there was a Ma'amad HaSinai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah Nitzchis in HaShemayim. There's no Nitzchis if it's lost. There's no nitzchias if it's lost. When the Rambam says Torah Min HaShamayim, he means that there's a Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, a Torah nitzchias Min HaShamayim, whose nitzchius, and again, a nitzchias of Torah means that we have it, is assured. So that's why the Rambam doesn't mention Alach HaMoshe MiSinai. Because there was Shechacha, the Gemara in Tzmura. There was Shechacha in Alach HaMoshe MiSinai. Avada, it's no less Min HaShamayim in terms of historically, but it is different in that what the Rambam is talking about is Torah Min HaShamayim means a Torah Nitzchus Min HaShamayim, which hasn't been lost and which will never be lost. Lo Yomushu Mipicham Pizaracham Pizar Zaracha Me'ato V'ad Olam. So that's said about the Torah of Chassav. It's said about the Torah of Alpeh. It wasn't said about Halacha and Moshe Mitzrayim. Why? I don't know. For whatever reason. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu operated with that distinction. So Kum Tois, and that's why Hayosa the Yesoda Shmini is not just saying historically there was a Ma'amar HaSinai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Torah, but the Yesoda Shmini is saying HaMetsuya B'yadeinu Hayom, that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave so many thousands of years ago is the Torah we have now. And that's what the Rambam is emphasizing again by the Torah Shebal Peh, that if Moshe Rabbeinu walked into our sukkah, he would recognize our sukkah. He'd recognize all the posters, but he'd recognize the sukkah. And when he saw our lulav and he saw us and he saw our tzitzis, he would recognize everything. Nothing has changed, because that's what Torah Min HaShamayim means. What the yesod of Torah Min HaShamayim is that the Torah Nitzchus remains biyodenu. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Avada, it's of course Min HaShamayim, but it's not with that guarantee of Lo Yamushu Min Pizaracha Min Zarzacha Ad Olam V'Harai the Gemara and Tzimura. Now, you come back to our original Kasha, so we said like this. The Rambam asked, what's the difference? Hayos, that the Kol HaMitzvos Ma'inyan Shmita Eitzel HaSinai El Lo Melacha, that Mas Shmita is Kol HaSer Protosei Me HaSinai is Af Kol HaMitzvos Kol HaSei and Protosei Me HaSinai. So what do we reserve the Loshon Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim for? Why is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim used so sparingly? So the answer is there's really two differences between Perushim Mekubalim and Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. One difference between Perushim Mekubalim and Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is the fact that Perushim Mekubalim is Ein Bar Machlokas Klal. That's difference number one. Ein Bar Machlokas Klal. Again, Ein Bar Machlokas Klal means that it can't be, it never happened that someone said, no, there is no Perush Mekubal of Ayin Tachas Ayin, that it's Momo. It never happened. It never happened. It never will happen amongst Chachmei HaMasorah. What, you know, what other people say is not Baba Chashvan, obviously. It never happened. It never will happen. That's difference number one. Meaning that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured is that the Torah Shebichsav, again, which to be projected accurately has to be accompanied by the Torah Shebal Peh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured that remains Nitzchus. And therefore, again, that's what it means, that the Torah Shebal Peh is that which is Mesiyaches to the Shebichsav, and it was never, ever, and never, ever will be forgotten. Masha and Cain, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, which isn't misyaches to the Torah Shebichsav. There's no posik, there's no remez, there's no tag in a Sefer Torah which hints to tefillin merubaos, which hints to tefillin shchoros. So there, okay, just so happens that those are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim we do have, but whatever the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, whatever those 300 or 3,000 were. So that's different.
What's Rabbi Midayik from Hamitsuya B'Adeinu Hayom? I mean, isn't all that saying that everything we have today was given from Hashem? Is that also saying that we have everything? I mean, how is Rabbi saying that Hamitsuya B'Adeinu Hayom means that we have everything, as opposed to just everything that we have still?
What the words mean, Hamitsuya B'Adeinu Hayom means, the Torah HaMitzvah within Hayom is the Torah Min HaShemayim. Is the Torah Min HaShemayim. Lo pachas v'lo yoseh. We don't have more, we don't have less. A Torah HaMitzvah within Hayom is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Min HaShemayim.
He says that the Torah HaMitzvah within Hayom is cool in Piyag Vura, but it could be that there were other things also that were in Piyag Vura that we don't have.
I don't think that's what the words mean, and certainly the omission of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is proof positive that it means this way. Okay, let's go to the letter. Okay, so we skipped a little bit here to get to where the Rambam had his summation of the five dinim. There's one confusing point here as follows. Again, when the Rambam, in this passage, where the Rambam is explaining the difference between when we, or what Chazal reserved the term of Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for, so he lists, after listing several examples of Perushim Mekubalim, if you'll see again, this will be in all the translations because he uses the Lashonos from Chazal. Again, that's what's in all translations. Okay, here comes the part which is a little bit confusing. V'chol halacha she'en lo remez b'mikra ve'en lo asmachta ve'i efshel l'dosha be'ezo mida al osa b'lvad omrim halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, again, so the main point we understand, but sort of the detail here, which is confusing, is the Rambam says halacha Moshe Mitzrayim doesn't have an asmachta, right? V'chol halacha she'en lo remez b'mikra ve'en lo asmachta. The same in the other translations?
Ve'en lo semech.
Samach, okay. Actually, maybe that will help. The Iyafsha Ladosha Bezamina al also Bulvar Omen Lachla Moshe Mitzrayim. Lachem Ksha Amanu Shi'urin Halachla Moshe Mitzrayim. Hikshinu al Zeh Va Amanu Echtoma Aleyem Shehem Halachla Moshe Mitzrayim. Halo Tira Shaha Shi'urin Remuzin Beposuk Va Omro Eretz Chita Asa'ora. Right, so Ram says, what I'm telling you is Mefurish Gemara, because when the Gemara says that Shi'urin Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, the Gemara pushes back and says, no, you find the remez in the pasuk of Eretz Chita Osora. Eretz Shekol, what's the lashon? Eretz Shekol something Shi'urin. V'hoysa atshuva b'zeh she'em Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, ve'ein lahem mokal ledosha mimenu be'ezo mida, ve'ein remez aleim b'chol ha'torah, Ela shehismichum laosa posuk kein simen kedei sheyedu osam v'yizkurun ach ein zeh minyan akosu v'zeh inyan omem kra asmachta ba'alma. So he just said initially that it doesn't have asmachta, and now he says no, you will find an asmachta v'halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So it's clear. It's, you hear that the question of Rasa? Yeah. Yes. No. So it's clear that the Rambam, again, maybe it's better to, it's the first time you have smach, and the second time a smach, it's a clearer translation. It's clear that the Rambam clearly means asmachta in two different ways. Asmachta, the first time he uses it, when he says ein la asmachta, it means it has no support in the pasuk. It has no support in the pasuk. Sometimes we refer to what's darshined as an asmachta. So, for instance, I think we discussed once the Gemara in Bracha says a lashon that kol milei. We talked about this. The Gemara in Yotzei Tzom
Vayis. Very disturbed.
Kol milei de rabbanon asmachinhu akrad lo sasa. We spoke about it. No? Maybe not. Which for the Rambam doesn't mean an asmachta. It means that all the Rabbanans, whether it's Gzeros, Takonos, Minhagos, that they're all rooted in, they're all anchored in, they all rest upon the pasuk of Lasasa. But it means Drasha Gemura. So asmechinu in that context, komile de rabban, yutasam beis, komile de rabban asmechinu akrad lo salsa means that they rest, they rely upon, literally they lean upon, right? They lean upon the pati of lo salsa in the sense that lo salsa is the source, but betorah is drasha for all these dinim. Then you also find the lashon of asmachta, where asmachta means that it's that sort of the retention of this din. There's a mnemonic device which we can use. We can use this pasuk as a mnemonic device to remember shiurim. It's not what the pasuk is talking about. It's not implied in the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't mean it on any level whatsoever, but it serves as a mnemonic device. It's an asmacht in the sense that it's a mnemonic device. Ayin alav, maybe do a word search and see whether this holds true, that when it's used in the second sense, it will say asmacht the ba'alma. And that's what the ba'alma means, is it's not really an asmachta. It's an asmachta ba'alma. Meaning, again, a real asmachta, such as komilei d'rabbanan asmichinu akrad lo salsa. The pasuk really means that. It leans on the pasuk. It rests on the pasuk in the sense that lo salsa is the mokko for komilei d'rabbanan, again, in the sense of gzeros takanos u'minhogos. But then asmachta ba'alma, again, that ba'alma is sort of dismissive, right? Ba'alma, asmachta ba'alma means no, it's not what the pasuk means on any level whatsoever. Okay, so then the Rambam, and then he reinforces this double usage of asmachta, or at least one of the two of the double usage, when he introduces his list of halacha Moshe Messina. V'ani emna l'fanecha kan, ez rov adinim shemu v'han halacha Moshe Messina, v'efshu shehim kulam, she'izbor alucha ki nochen ma'ashramati lucha, she'en mehen afilu acha she'nidrusha be'ezo mida, v'yefshu l'tzlosa b'posuk, ela al derech ha'asmachta, k'moshe be'arnu. Okay, he doesn't repeat the asmachta b'alma, because he says k'moshe be'arnu. And the Rambam says the reason I'm listing this is because you'll see that each time whoever calls it halacha Moshe Mesinai doesn't then connect it to a pasuk ba'ofen shel midah she'atah nedrashus b'hem ba'ofen shel drasha gemura. Now, one of the halacha Moshe Mesinai we spoke about. I think about Kosen Sefer Torah B'Yom, that we did speak about? I think so. But one of the laws of Moshe Mesina that the Rambam has here, where is it? Sorry, one second. All of the chutzlaretz, the mission says that all the chutzlaretz is halacha, and then it's actually machlokes in the Gemara. But we paskin like the view that says that what halacha means is halacha Moshe Mesina. So the Rambam Hilchos Machlokes Asuras has a machlokes with the Gaonim. Whether or not there is a the din of Orla is that when you plant a tree, so for the first 3 years, the fruit, if it produces fruit in the first 3 years, is also bahano, not only also bachila but also bahano. Okay. So the Torah says ki savo al oretz unatatem kol etz ma'achol v'araltem oloso espiryo shalashanim yalachem avelo yehocha ki savo al oretz. So where do you get all the chutzlaretz from? It's halacha Moshe Mesina. The Rambam Hilchos Machlokes Asuras has a machlokes with the Gaonim, whether or not there's a din revai in chutzlaretz. The Torah continues in Parashas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah continues and says, "V'ashana yeravias yekol perio kodesh ilul Hashem." That in the fourth year, it's not osa v'hanah, but it's not chulin either. It has the same status. It has natu revai has the same status as ma'aser sheni, which means that you have to. It has the same kedush as ma'aser sheni. You have to go eat in Yerushalayim. You can't, or you're not going to. So you have to be poda v'chulam. So the question is there a din revai v'chutz la'aretz? So the Rambam quotes that the Gaonim say that there is revai v'chutz la'aretz, and the Rambam says yeirah ali that there's no din revai v'chutz la'aretz. So Reb Chaim in the Sefer has as follows. He explains what the machlokes is between the Rambam and the Gaonim. He quotes that the Gaonim say pshat, that the Gaonim say, who's the quote from? I forgot the Bahag or someone, I forget who he quotes it from, that in light of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, what does Ki Savo L'Oretz mean? If the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says that Orla is nohag is even chutzlar. So how do you reconcile that with the pasuk of kisavol aretz? So the Gaonim say kisavol aretz is telling us, as it connotes by other mitzvahs of tuliyos baaretz, that Orla didn't begin to be nohagas until the achas sheva shakavshu v'sheva shakolku, with the exception of chala when it came to trumas maestros. The other mitzvahs of tuliyos baaretz. So the Torah stipulates that the mitzvahs didn't begin to be nagos until after 14 years. The Sheva Shekavshu, the Sheva Shekoku. That's what Kisavo implies. Masha and Kem Chala was Bevoachem. So the Gaonim say that's what Kisavo means. Kisavo Eretz isn't limiting Orla to Eretz Yisrael, but it's telling us that just as Kisavo elsewhere implies after 14 years, that's true for Orla as well. But it's not intended to tell you that it only means in Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Chaim, so the Pshat and Machlokes, the Gaonim and the Rambam is like this. The Gaonim hold that in light of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the parasha in the Torah is talking bein be'Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So if in light of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the parasha is talking about bein be'Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz, what do you do with the words kisavol la'aretz? To the Gaonim, parasha. And the Rambam says, no, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is not talking about the parasha in the Torah. The parasha in the Torah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says, Kisavol Aretz. Kisavol Aretz. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Mechadesh that Eina Chanami. This isn't in the parasha in Chumash. You won't find it there in Chumash. So Memela, for the Rambam, that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is not being Megala what's in the Pasuk. So then the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai said Orla. So Orla, yes, Revai, no. There is no Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Netter Revai B'chutz La'aretz. Mashain came for the Gaonim. It's true that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai said Orla, but the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai said that the parasha in the Torah is talking Bein Boaz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Okay, so keep reading in the Chumash. Right after the Pasuk says, Shol Hashem Yelacham HaReilem, the next Pasuk says, V'Vashon HaReviyas. So Kum Tois, in light of the Hagdama here to the Rambam, so Chaim's Pshat is 1,000% Muchvach in the Rambam, right? It has to be, when the Rambam says, for the Rambam, if it's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it has to mean that it's not Mechumash. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai isn't Mesachis Tachumash. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is totally independent, totally freestanding. And it's Mamash Mefurish that has to be the Pshat in the Rambam. Now, how the Gaonim dealt with this kasha of the Rambam, of why we find the Lashon Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai spearing the, I don't know, is a tzorachi, and to try to understand that. I think Reb Chaim mentions in the Sefer also that the Rambam, I think so, we'll look it up, please double check, make sure this is correct, that the Rambam is explicit that you do not get Malkus for Orlas Chutz La'aretz. And the Gaonim hold that you do get Malkus for Orlas Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because for the Gaonim, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai says that Chutz La'aretz is B'chal the Parshak Shuvatorah. So it's B'chal the Parshak Shuvatorah. So it's a lav in the Torah, a lo yachal. So you get Malkus. But for the Rambam, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai again, and that's what the Hagdama shows that that has to be what the Rambam means. That has to be the Pshat in the Rambam. Or else Chutz is not in the Parsha. It's not in the Parsha, so you don't have Omshin. If when something is halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no Parsha's Omshin. There's no Parsha's Omshin for it. Then I think that's all that says in the Sefer Beferish. And then the Rav Zichron Levrach used to add that Reb Chaim used to say, I don't know why Reb Chaim didn't write it, but Reb Chaim used to say, maybe because it doesn't say Beferish, so he wanted only what was 1,000% Muchach. But he used to say that the other Nafkumina then that would emerge between the Rambam and the Gaonim, Orla, the Mishnah says in Tmura, is min hanisrafin. Right? Sami suri hana'ah, so you just can't have hana'ah. And so that people won't be nechshal on it, so you're supposed to bury it. That it shouldn't be lying around. They're min hanikbarin, right? The Mishnah at the end of Masach is Tmura. And by other isuri hana'ah, so there's a din sveva, right? Famously, it's an achogiz rishon lachachem and bechometz. So Orla, the Mishnah says in Tmura, is min hanisrafin. The question is exactly how do you know that? Where's the pasuk? Okay, so the pasuk in Tmura talks about that. But Orla is min hanisrafin. So the question is that also true for all the schutz la'aretz? Is all the schutz la'aretz also min hanisrafin, that the mitzvah is to burn it? Well, no, it would be min hanikbarin, like a shor niskal, which is also bahanoah, but it would be min hanikbarin. So Reb Chaim said that Klor, that Hayos, that for the Rambam, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai is not putting all the Schutz La'aretz into the Parsha, so Ein L'cha Bo El Chidusho. If the Halach L'Moshe Misinai didn't come and establish that there's a Din Sreifa by all the Schutz La'aretz, then there isn't. There isn't. Masha and Cain, for the Gaonim, no. If it's Megala, that all the Schutz La'aretz is Bechlau, the Parsha Ksuvah Torah, so then, whatever the mocker is, hekesh to Kloya Karen, whatever the mocker is, that oil is besreifa, applies to all the schutz la'aretz as well. And the achronim have that din as well. I think the Melbusha Yom Tov has that din as well about whether all the schutz la'aretz is besreifa. Okay, I will stop here.
I'm a bit confused. Did you say regarding the case of an etrog that they always knew that the fruit of an etrog, like the etrog, is the fruit of Kriyat Hadar, but now we just have a pasuk to prove it? So then, why is there like a whole machlokes in the Gemara what the exact fruit is if they always knew what the fruit is?
There isn't.
Okay, fine. So there is no
such thing. Okay. The Gemara says rhetorically when the Gemara is trying to show how that perish of Makubal can be listed in the Sugma as well. So the Gemara says rhetorically maybe a Pietada is a nice lemon or something.
It's not actually arguing over.
No, it's saying how do you know the same way? The Gemara says when we're looking to establish the perish of Makubal of Pikuach Nefesh, so what's the pasuk that tells you the din? But it's saying is, how do you know, given that a perish of Makubal can always be found in the Torah Shavu Tzav as well, but from the Torah Shavu Tzav, how do you know that? Doesn't it seem like from the Torah Shavu Tzav that it could have meant the lemon? So no, and that's what the Gemara has different answers for.
Okay, but it's not trying to say that, no, really, this is the fruit. Okay, I see. Thank you.
Should we have
time to
speak? Hopefully.
What's going to happen? What is Eliyahu going to do? That's arguing about the actual details of the halacha which we've seen.
Mm-hmm. I think it was clear to begin.